It's amazing how much we depend on cloud services these days, right?
Yeah.
For almost everything. But a pretty big question mark has popped up around one of the giants in that space, Oracle. Yeah, some serious allegations swirling about, claiming there's been a huge data breach involving Oracle Cloud.
Yeah, and as we often see in these kinds of situations where the stakes are so high, Oracle has come back with a very strong denial. No question about it.
Exactly. So what we're going to try to do in this deep dive is get past the headlines, you know, really try to figure out what exactly this hacker is saying happened, what Oracle's response is, and then what it all could mean for anyone who uses these services.
Right. Because whether you're a business directly managing your cloud stuff or you just use services that depend on the cloud, this has implications, you know.
For sure. Our main source for this deep dive is a news report that goes into a lot of detail about all these claims. Mm-hmm. And at the center of this whole thing is a hacker going by the name, get this, Rose87168.
Rose87168.
Yeah, catchy name, right? And this Rose87168 is making some pretty bold claims. Talking about stealing a massive amount of data.
Yeah, definitely sounds like they're trying to get attention.
No kidding. Over 6 million records is what they're claiming to have taken. And we're talking sensitive stuff here, like login credentials. But right off the bat, we have to be clear about Oracle's side of this.
Right, because their response has been very clear-cut.
Yeah, they've come out with a strong, unambiguous denial. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They are saying, flat out, that there was no breach of Oracle Cloud. None. So we're starting with these two completely different stories, and that's what we're going to dig into today.
It's interesting how often these sorts of situations play out. A hacker makes a claim, a company denies it, and the truth often lies somewhere in between.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. What exactly is this Rose87168 alleging happened inside Oracle systems?
Yeah, let's start with their version of events.
Well, Rose87168 is calling this the, quote, biggest supply chain cyber attack of 2025. So right away, a big statement.
Whoa. That's a bold claim, right out of the gate.
Right. And the sheer scale of what they're alleging, over 6 million records, that's staggering. But it's not just how much data. It's the type of data they're claiming to have gotten. That's what's really worrisome.
I'm listening. Like, what specifically?
Sensitive login credentials, which, as you know, can open doors to a lot of systems, as well as encrypted passwords and even security certificates. Those certificates, they're essential for establishing trust and secure connections. You know, all over the internet.
Absolutely. You mess with those and you're potentially disrupting communications at a fundamental level.
Precisely. And it's interesting how specific this hacker is being. It's not just a general claim. They're naming specific regions of Oracle Cloud that they supposedly got into, US2 and EM2. They're even listing the exact types of services and data they say they snagged, like single sign-on, you know, SSO.
SSO, yeah. Your master key, basically.
Exactly. You log in once, then you can jump between all sorts of apps and services without having to type your password over and over again. Mm-hmm. So if someone gets those SSO credentials, well, the potential damage could be really widespread.
Makes sense, yeah. One key to rule them all, kind of.
Pretty much. And then they're mentioning lightweight directory access protocol, you know, LDAPI data. That's basically like a central directory, like a big phone book for user accounts and all their permissions within a company or organization.
So if you've got access to that, you basically have a roadmap of who's who and what they can do.
Exactly. You could really wreak havoc. And it goes on, they mentioned Java Key Store, JKS, files, and then Enterprise Manager JPS keys. These are crucial for how you manage and secure Java applications within that whole Oracle ecosystem.
So we're talking about the core building blocks of how users get identified, verified, and authorized within this whole cloud environment. If any of that's really compromised, you could have huge knock-on effects across so many businesses.
Absolutely. You're talking about unauthorized access, potential data breaches across all these different customer environments, and just a massive loss of trust. And that's why these supply chain attacks are so scary. They target these foundational elements, and the impact can just ripple outwards.
It's like poisoning the well.
Exactly. And according to this hacker, we're talking about over 140,000 Oracle Cloud tenants who could be affected. And it's a big if these claims are true, that's just a massive number of potential victims. It really shows how interconnected all this cloud stuff really is.
Yeah, it's like a domino effect. You knock over one piece and
everything else could start falling.
Yeah.
And it's not just empty talk. They're backing it up, or at least trying to.
So they're claiming to have more than just data. They've taken some steps to kind of prove it.
Seems so.
Yeah.
They've apparently put some samples of this supposedly stolen data on a site called Breach Forums. And, well, It's not exactly a secret what goes on there. It's a marketplace for compromised data.
Right, not exactly a reputable corner of the internet.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And this hacker, they're pretty clear about what they want. They're asking for 100,000 XMR cryptocurrency. That's Monero, you know, the one that's all about privacy and anonymity.
Right, the cryptocurrency of choice for folks who don't want to be traced.
Pretty much. And they also want zero-day exploits, you know, those software vulnerabilities that nobody knows about. No patch exists, so they're super valuable to anyone looking to break into systems.
Oh, so they're not just looking for cash. They want more tools for the trade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the interesting part. They're also asking for help with decrypting those SSO passwords and cracking the LDAP hashes, which sort of implies that they might not have all the encryption cracked yet.
So maybe the most sensitive info is still protected, at least for the time being. If they need help to decrypt it, it suggests some of it is still locked up tight.
That's a possibility. And the timeline the hacker is presenting is pretty significant, too. They're saying they had access to those Oracle cloud servers for over 40 days before even reaching out to Oracle. That's a long time, you know, for poking around and copying data.
40 days. Wow, that's not just a quick in-and-out job. That's a long time to be undetected, if their claims are true.
Right, and they say they got in through a vulnerable version of some software that's running on Oracle servers. They even mentioned that it's tied to a known CVE, you know, Common Vulnerability and Exposure Identifier. It's basically a catalog entry for publicly documented security flaws. But here's the catch. They also say there isn't a public exploit available for this vulnerability.
Okay, so the vulnerability might be out there, known, but the specific steps or code to actually use it, exploit it, that's not publicly available. That would make it really hard for researchers to verify any of this independently.
Yeah, it's like knowing there's a weak lock, but no one's posted instructions on how to pick it.
Makes sense, yeah. So we're left with a lot of unanswered questions.
And according to this hacker, they did try to get in touch with Oracle directly. They say they uploaded a proof file to one of Oracle's servers, sent an email, you know, laid out what they found, and offered to help for a price, of course.
Classic hacker move, right? Find the vulnerability, then offer to fix it for a fee.
Right. But they're claiming that after sharing some initial details, Oracle basically ignored them or dismissed them.
That's a bold strategy, isn't it? I mean, if the hacker is to be believed, it does make you wonder, what was your first thought when you saw the level of detail this hacker is giving with specific regions, those JKS files, all that?
Honestly, it does make you stop and think. It's not just some generic, I hacked you message. That level of specificity, it does make it seem, at least on the surface, a bit more believable.
Yeah, more credible than some random message. But of course, it doesn't actually prove anything. It could all be made up, designed to inflate the value of what they're claiming to have.
Absolutely. So, okay, we've got the hacker side of the story. But what about Oracle? How are they responding to these accusations?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, their response has been about as strong and direct as it gets. They are not messing around with this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oracle has issued a very public and forceful denial. There's been no compromise, they say, no breach of Oracle Cloud.
And they've been very specific in their official statement. They told Bleeping Computer, a cybersecurity news site, and I quote, "There has been no breach of Oracle Cloud. The published credentials are not for the Oracle Cloud. No Oracle Cloud customers experienced a breach or lost any data," end quote.
They are not mincing words. They're not saying, oh, we're looking into it.
Yeah.
They're stating, for the record, that nothing happened. No breach, no customer data lost.
That's a pretty strong statement. So now we have this clear standoff. You've got this hacker with their detailed claims and supposed data for sale. And then you have Oracle completely denying everything.
Yeah.
And that uncertainty, that's what makes this so nerve-wracking for anyone who uses cloud services, you know.
It's a real who do you believe situation. And that's where expert opinions and any evidence, no matter how small, become crucial to even try to understand what might have happened.
What are other cybersecurity folks saying about all this? Well, as you might expect, there's a bit of a split in the cybersecurity community. Lots of experts are saying, hey, we need someone to independently verify the hacker's claims. But like we were talking about, without that public exploit, it's really hard to do. But the general feeling seems to be cautious. Many are saying, look, even though Oracle is denying it, it's best to be safe. They're recommending that Oracle Cloud users take some proactive security steps.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. Seems like a pretty good motto in this case.
Exactly. If I were advising an Oracle Cloud customer right now, my biggest concern would be unauthorized access. You know, what if even a small part of what the hacker is saying is true? You got to make sure your defenses are solid.
So are there any independent reports or anything that might support either side of the story?
Actually, yeah. A security firm, CloudSec, they've come out with some interesting findings. They're saying they've seen Java Keystore files and encrypted SSO credentials that look like they match Oracle's internal structure. And they've seen this stuff popping up in underground forums, the dark web, you know?
So they're basically saying this stuff that looks like it came from Oracle is out there in the wild.
Pretty much. And they say that lends some credibility to what the hacker is claiming, because it means that data with very specific Oracle characteristics is floating around out there.
So it's not like just some random data dump, right? There's something that links it back to Oracle, potentially.
Exactly. But we're still missing that public verifiable exploit for that vulnerability the hacker's talking about. Without that, it's hard for other security researchers to really confirm how this attack supposedly happened. So we're in this limbo. Oracle says no breach. The hacker says yes, breach, and here's some data. And then CloudSec says we're seeing Oracle-looking data out there. It's definitely a situation that's making a lot of people nervous.
It's a real mess. So let's talk about what people who use Oracle Cloud can do right now. Regardless of how this whole thing shakes out, what are some concrete steps that people should be taking to protect themselves?
Okay, so let's talk practical advice here. This is about being proactive, taking control of your security. These are all good cybersecurity practices to follow anyway, no matter what's happening with this specific situation.
Good point. So top recommendations, what's number one?
Number one, definitely keep a really close eye on your access logs. Look for any weird logins, any IP addresses that look suspicious, you know, things that just don't look right.
Makes sense. So check those logs. What else?
Reset critical credentials, especially if you haven't changed passwords in a while. Admin accounts, anything important, change those passwords. And don't reuse passwords. It's basic, but so important.
Especially in times like these when there's so much uncertainty.
Exactly. And another thing, rotate any sensitive keys that are in use.
Right. API keys, database encryption keys, security certificates, all of that. Change them up.
Yes. Don't forget those. And number four, this is huge, enable multi-factor authentication, MFA, on every single account that supports it. It adds that extra layer of security, so even if someone gets your password, they can't get in without that second factor, like a code from your phone.
So monitor your logs, reset passwords, rotate keys, enable MFA. Anything else?
Communication is key. Make sure everyone in your organization, your IT team, anyone who touches Oracle Cloud Services, they all know what's going on and they're on high alert.
Good point. Keep the lines of communication open.
Okay, now that we've covered all that, let's try to answer some of the big questions that our listeners probably have.
Yeah, good idea. Let's do a quick recap, hit the main points.
All right, first off, has Oracle confirmed a data breach? And the answer is, very clearly, no. They've denied all of it.
And what about the data itself? What exactly did the hacker say they stole?
Okay, so according to the hacker, they got over 6 million records. That includes SSO credentials, LDAP hashes, those JKS files, and even some internal Oracle Cloud security keys. Okay, and just to remind everyone, who exactly is this Rose 87168 character?
Rose 87168 is the name the hacker's using. They're the one who posted the data samples and is trying to sell the whole thing online.
Right. Okay, so is there actual proof that this breach happened?
That's the big question, right? And that's where things get murky. Oracle says absolutely not. But the hacker says they've given proof, uploaded files to Oracle servers. So the he said, she said kind of thing right now.
And just to play devil's advocate here, let's say for argument's sake that the hacker is telling the truth, what are the risks for people using Oracle Cloud?
Well, if it's true, the risks are serious. We could be talking about people using that stolen data to decrypt logins, getting into Oracle Cloud environments without permission. And once they're in, who knows what they can do? Maybe steal more data, disrupt services, all sorts of bad stuff. And if those SSO credentials are compromised, it could be a domino effect. Access to one thing leads to access to another and another.
It's a scary thought, for sure.
It is. So the bottom line is, should Oracle Cloud customers be worried? And the answer is, it's always better to be cautious, right? Even if Oracle's right and there was no breach, those proactive security steps we talked about, those are just good practices in general.
Exactly. Always assume that someone's trying to get in and be ready for them.
Absolutely. And our source material mentioned a company called Technegian, which specializes in cloud security. It made me think that in situations like this, it's smart to consider getting help from experts.
For sure. What kind of services does Technigen offer, according to the report?
Well, they offer a bunch of things. They do proactive threat monitoring, so they're constantly watching for suspicious activity. And then vulnerability management, which means they help you find and fix weaknesses in your systems before someone else can exploit them.
Those are essential.
Definitely. And they do credential and identity protection, like making sure MFA is set up right, and incident response readiness, you know, helping companies prepare for something bad does happen. And they also do cloud compliance audits to make sure you're following all the rules and regulations.
It sounds like they've got all the bases covered.
They do seem pretty comprehensive. Their tagline is, "Don't wait for a breach to act," which I think is a good reminder for all of us.
It really is. Being proactive is key.
It is. And if anyone's interested in checking them out, their website is technigen.com.
So to wrap things up here, we've got these serious, very detailed accusations of a major data breach affecting one of the biggest names in cloud services.
And on the other side, you've got Oracle completely denying any breach happened at all.
It's hard to know what to believe, but if this breach is real, the fallout could be massive, especially right. because of the whole supply chain aspect of it. It could impact a huge number of companies and individuals who rely on Oracle Cloud.
This situation, whether it turns out to be true or not, it really makes you think. All our information is up there in the cloud, and we trust these companies to keep it safe.
Mm.
But then something like this happens, and it makes you question that trust, doesn't it?
It really does. And it highlights how crucial it is to be vigilant. You've got to take your security seriously, stay informed, and always be ready for anything. You can't just assume everything's fine. You've got to be proactive.
Couldn't agree more. It's a wild world out there in the digital space, and we all need to be careful. That's it for this deep dive, folks. Stay safe out there.